AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The weather forecast for Maine is depressing.
We're expecting 50 mile an hour winds, blizzard conditions, no one should go out. And they're talking 18 to 24 inches.
Augusta resident Drew Bolduck says Maine is used to heavy snow, but this winter has been unusually bad.
This is probably the worst only because the storms are coming 2 and 3 days apart. This is the fifth or sixth storm in the last couple of weeks. Usually you get a few big storms during the winter. Over the few months, you dig out, you get a couple weeks break. This is wearing on people because it just seems to be back to back to back.
No flights are scheduled to leave Logan International Airport in Boston Sunday morning. Rail, bus, and ferry service have also been canceled. Both sides are claiming violations after a ceasefire declared in Ukraine took effect on Sunday. The head of the Ukraine Security Service says there was a violation less than an hour after the ceasefire took effect.
The mortar attack were committed, this crime, by the pro-Russian Cossacks and the Russian citizens Cossack currently deployed in this particular place in Ukraine.
In the meantime, rebels are accusing the Ukrainians of deploying artillery shortly after midnight. A shooting at a free speech event featuring an artist who had caricatured the Prophet Muhammad and a second shooting hours later outside a synagogue left 2 dead and 5 police officers wounded in Copenhagen is stirring fears of another terror spree in a European capital just a month after 17 people were slain in Paris. In the meantime, police in Copenhagen say they have shot and killed a man who fired at them this morning near a train station and are now investigating whether he could be linked to the other 2 shootings. A technical problem with healthcare.gov has been fixed ahead of a Sunday deadline. This is AP Radio News. The government has approved development of apples that resist browning.
Arctic Golden and Arctic Granny Smith apples will be developed by a company in Canada that resist turning brown after they are sliced or bruised. The Agriculture Department gave its okay, saying the apples aren't likely to have a significant impact on the human environment. This could boost sales of apples for salads and snacks. The nonprofit Center for Food Safety questioned whether browning resistance will mask apples that no longer are fresh. The first Arctic apples are expected to be available in small test markets late next year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A private memorial for veteran CBS News correspondent Bob Simon is planned for Tuesday at New York's Metropolitan Opera House. A larger public service will be held at a later date. Simon died Wednesday night in a car crash on Manhattan's West Side Highway. He was 73. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.